I'm Leanna, and welcome to It's Gonna Be Okay. I want to let you know that whatever you are going through, you are not alone. We are all going through something, and it seems most of us have no idea what we're doing. People keep telling me, it's gonna be okay. It'll all work out. Maybe just not the way you want it to. Well, at first, this kind of pissed me off to hear it, but they are right. I will be okay, and it's gonna all work out. It's the living through it, whatever it is, that is the hard part. So here I am, trying to help not just me, but others get through whatever life is handing us. It's disclaimer time. I just want to let everyone know that I'm not trained or educated in the field of mental health. I'm just a woman who's been through a lot of crap, and I think we can help each other through it. Hello all, and welcome back to It'll Be Okay. I am so sorry if you hear a bunch of noise in the background. It is so hot in my office that I was not able to turn the air conditioner off. I am so sorry. I hope it's not too distracting. Alright, now that we got that over with, let's get started. Tonight's episode is going to be about life is too short to be mad all the time. Now, for a long time in my life, I was angry. I was angry at the world. I was angry at myself. I was angry at my family. I was just angry. And one day, my world came crashing down around me. I was angry and sad some more for another year. Just angry at the world and so depressed I could barely move. And of course, I understood why my world came crashing down. I understood why the reality I lived in was now over. I got it 100%. I didn't like it, but I understood it. Was it a surprise? Sure. I understood the cause and effect of what was going on around me. Now, looking back, no, my anger was not the biggest problem, but it was the underlying problem. If I had slowed down and really looked at who I was and what I was doing to not just myself but others, I think I could have saved myself and others in my life a lot of pain and grief. Now that brings me to a short story. For the first time in my life, I am actually happy. I'll never be like Cinderella first thing in the morning or that person that is always smiling and laughing. And no, I'll never be that person. But I feel happiness and contentment unlike I've ever felt in my entire life. And a little while ago, a friend of mine asked me what was different, why I felt that way now when I never had before. And I told her what I will tell you, that for the first time in my life, I've also learned to let things go. I don't hold on to anger. I don't hold grudges anymore. I don't hold on to all the bad baggage in my life. I have let it go, and I do that on a minute-by-minute basis. And yes, sometimes you have to let things go minute-by-minute because I, like so many of y'all, live in the real world where things happen constantly. Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Things are happening in my world constantly. As some of y'all know, I also work in retail where things can change literally in a second. So yeah, you have to process and let go and hold on to the good things and let go of the bad things minute by minute. Because all the anger was doing was hurting me. Every day, all day, it was fueling my depression, it was killing my relationships with everyone around me, and it drove me to make a lot of decisions and do things that I would never choose to do now. So we've talked about that happiness door in the past. It's, if for y'all who doesn't know, it's the door that we are looking for to be able to open to our happiness, and a big part that is locking that and blocking you from that door and getting inside is anger. And until you can learn to control that and push all that aside, you will never be able to open and walk fully through that door. And unfortunately, no one can tell you how to deal with that until you're ready to deal with it. Because it's going to be, as everything else, it's going to be you have to figure out a way to deal with your anger. But I promise you, friend, once you do, once you figure out whatever trick it is that you need to do, you will feel so much better, physically and mentally. And just remember, friends, it'll be okay. Y'all have a great week, and I'll see you next time.